readings are focused upon the life, the sacrifice, and the gift of Saint John the Baptist. And those who are aware also would know that this is the first Sunday of the Coptic year. And as every Sunday in each month of the Coptic year has a theme, and each month also has its own theme or message. So, one might ask, why are we focusing on the life of Saint John the Baptist on the first Sunday of the Coptic year? And if someone is also aware, why is the first month, it's focusing on the love of God, especially for the mercy to the sinners and the penitent. Why would this be the, shouldn't we focus instead, maybe someone would say, on in the beginning was the Word and the Word was God, or we could focus on the mercy or sacrifice of God. But the whole story of salvation, which was perfected in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth, is told and lived by us throughout every year. And we move between now, we will after, in the next season, we prepare an Advent for the fast of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we remember his coming, and then his baptism, and then his fast in the wilderness, and we would do all the steps as he did, and then after Pentecost, then we will also begin the fast for the apostles, following as well in the creed, because we say we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin, and then crucified, died, rose from the dead, ascended into heavens, ascension, and then at the end of the year, which we just finished, concluded last Sunday, we said, and we look for the resurrection of the dead. But in this Sunday, how can you find it in the creed? The Sunday for Saint John the Baptist is placed in the wisdom of the church to prepare for us, because he was the forerunner, the one who prepared for the coming of the Lord, so he's preparing us to be ready to receive the word, not just this Sunday, but every Sunday and every time we come to the church. Let us look at the words which are full of praise for this one man. Not just is it enough for his father to prophesy about him, saying this one will be filled from the Holy Spirit from the time of that he is in the womb. There were many prophets in the Old Testament that were full of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit visited and worked in many people throughout the Old Testament. But how many and who was full of the Holy Spirit in the womb? This was quite unique in all the history of salvation. And we could find that this was only for us a preface or an introduction for the coming of the Holy Spirit, which would be the coming also of the Savior. St. Augustine, he says, the Lord Jesus Christ has two comings. One coming, which was in the presence of man, which was hidden from the world, and they did not receive him. The second coming, which will be in the fullness of glory, which all men will see, and each one cannot deny, because it will be the beginning of the end. And so in this time, when for each coming has a forerunner, the forerunner who was of the first coming, which was Saint John the Baptist, and the second one of the forerunners, which will be Elijah the prophet, as he says, because it says in the book of Revelation that there will be two witnesses that will testify to the second coming of the Lord. That's why when Saint John came to preach, they said, who is he? And he even asked, who am I? And they said, well, some thought he was Elijah, and also it was prophesied of him that he came in the spirit of Elijah. The Coptic Church, and also the Church as a whole, uses some titles to characterize the effect and the work of Saint John the Baptist. And for him, he is placed among the first, among the saints, after, of course, the Holy Virgin Mary and the angels. And he has a special place for us. And the Lord Jesus Christ had said of him that no one born of woman is greater than he. He was, as we said, one of the titles that we use to describe him, which is the forerunner, the one who comes before. This comes from a word in the Coptic and in the Greek, Brother Ramos, that's what we use in the title for him, and it was pictured in different ways during those times. Brother Ramos was a little boat that would come in the harbor, not by itself, but announcing to the people at the port the coming of a great large boat, so that there would be no little boats or people or any obstruction in the way of this coming. And it was very important in those days that you, if you have a very large and important cargo or ship, that you would have this little vessel. Also, it was the name used for a man who ran before in the roads, especially in the small roads, and he would announce the coming of the king and his chariot and his entourage. And of course, he would run very swiftly, and he would announce that the king was coming. So again, make sure that nothing was in the way. So Saint John the Baptist has this title because he is running as this man declaring the coming of the King of Kings, and he is announcing the entrance of the Lord into the creation of man, that he may, or that all who may hear him, may be ready to hear his voice. And this preparation, this voice, was the second title which we give. Because when they asked him, "Who are you?" he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." This was the fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 40, speaking about the voice. And Origen and many of the other fathers, they say that St. John was the voice, but only announcing the coming of the Word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. So this voice, he worked from the womb in two very miraculous ways. For his father, he was speechless when it was announced, the coming, and he was supposed to, until he said afterwards that his name will be John. So as the fathers, they say, that he announced and he gave even speech to his father by saying his name, John. And the second voice that he spoke with is the voice of Elizabeth. When the Holy Virgin Mary comes to visit her while she was pregnant with St. John the Baptist, she said, "The babe in my womb leaped for joy." And some say that when she was speaking to the Holy Virgin Mary, it wasn't just her voice to the Virgin, but it was the voice of the Baptist who was in her womb speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ who was in the womb of the Holy Virgin Mary. This is the voice by which we say as Christians that we hope that we can carry. How many of us, when we speak with the words of God? Sometimes St. John is depicted in his icon as an angel with wings. Not that he himself was an angel, but it was the fulfillment of the prophecy in Malachi saying that he is the messenger who will come before my face and declare him. The word messenger, it also means angel. So anyone who was carrying the message of God, technically, can be called an angel. And the angel of God is the one who gives the message of God to his people. So are we acting and fulfilling this promise by being the spoken word of God to others? Many times I am very surprised. Sometimes I will have even a problem or issue or difficulty, and I find someone coming from the church speaking the word of God, and I would say, how are they even aware that the Holy Spirit is speaking through them, through the servant? And usually I say it should be the other way around. Usually we as the spokesman are supposed to, not because of any righteousness of our own, but because of the position which we have been given as a grace which we are not worthy to declare the word of God. So can each one of us as Christians speak with the word of God to those who are not, those who are in the shadow of death, and those who are in the way of suffering. Do you know that one word can save the sinful from death and cover a multitude of your sins by which the words which we speak? One time I was giving a sermon and in another church, not Orthodox, not Coptic, and they said, speak for 5 minutes. And I was saying to one of the clergy, how isn't it difficult to condense the word of God in 5 minutes? He said, no, even in 5 minutes we can save souls. And for St. John the Baptist, it was only a matter of sentences, maybe even a few words, by which he was able to guide people. He is the image for us of the servant of God, who was able in 6 months to do the greatest service that any man could dream and hope of having. He is also the example for the monks and those who lived in the wilderness because he spent his life there. He is the example also for the married because he instructs, as he instructed Herod, do not take, it's not lawful for you to take this. He is the example for us of those who guide others to repentance, and he himself to also be the forerunner, we can say, in repentance. Can we do as was explained to us in the Catholic Epistle, be doers of the word, not just hearers? Maybe you may hear this message and thousands of sermons very well, but how many will do and perfect and live with that which we hear? One of the fathers, he was saying that St. Peter delivered one sermon and saved 3,000 souls. And he said, sadly, sometimes we hear 3,000 sermons and still our soul is not yet in the way and path of salvation. Can we be doers with that which we hear, let alone remember what we hear before we leave in the church? This for us is our service. And if we take the example of the forerunner, the one who's preparing the way and people to hear his voice, and if we can be the one who is the voice of those crying in the wilderness, which is the wilderness of this world, not just in the deserts, yes, he came from the deserts, but only to give us the message that we are living in that wilderness, and the paradise, the fullness of what we expect and look towards, this is in the heavenly kingdom. And third, can we be the one who was in the spirit of Elijah? Imagine Elijah had come hundreds of years before St. John the Baptist. And no one who was in that time saw or met Elijah. But by reading and hearing about the greatness of this man, when they saw St. John, they said, he must be Elijah. He took the model of the saintly and righteous life in the Old Testament and lived it to perfection. And by his diligence, he was even able to be, you can say, misunderstood or mistaken for that. There are many of the saints in this church, and we are blessed, especially we have hundreds of thousands. Can you pick one, at least, we say, by which you can be faithful and fulfill? If you are married, you can pick one who is married. If you are not, you can pick him where he is not. If you are young, you can pick one who is young. And live faithfully the life which they had lived. And study their story, not just to know a history, but to know how to live their life. If you look at the lives of many of the saints, they had done that. Everyone speaks greatly of Pope Kyrillos, and we rejoice at the new chapel because of their name. But what was the greatness of him was because we know he was the bearer of the Saint Mina. And so always he said he was with him and helping him. And when we see sometimes the picture of him, we see the picture of Saint Mina. But for us, which saints do we carry? And do we just carry their picture? Or do we take with us their life, their sacrifice, their gift? When someone looks and see how Saint Beshoy prayed for hours, at least take some in our struggle of prayer. Or when one like St. Abraham gave to the poor, how we can have the blessing of giving. So take something from each of the saints, but also take one to be your companion on the journey, so that we will not only save our own souls by the power and grace of God, but we may work for the salvation of many. We ask for the blessing of Saint John the Baptist to be with us in this day and in this year, so that we may struggle and run the race which we have been entrusted. Glory be to him now and forever, into the ages of all ages. Amen.